During his campaign, President-elect Obama staked out a clear position on many issues related to technology.
Together, we harness technology to confront the biggest challenges that America faces. Just imagine what we could do.
And now that he's in a better position to implement those ideas, we called in Morning Edition's technology commentator Mario Armstrong to talk about them. Morning, Mario.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much. Barack Obama has appointed a technology expert to his transition team, and he said he plans to create a chief technology officer. How big a deal is this? And what would a technology czar do?
Number one, currently right now, chief information officers are at various agencies. So they need to centralize that effort and to make sure that all of the agencies are utilizing the best of breed of technology. So number two, they plan to work with private tech firms and import the best applications to run federal government. And thirdly, this tech czar would also be responsible to helping the government, the federal government, be more transparent and be more open in its processes and policies and decision making.
And here's a clip from a speech he gave to Google.
We will put government data online in universally accessible formats. I'll let citizens track federal grants, contracts, earmarks, and lobbying contracts.
And what else is he proposing to do in this area?
Well, you know, it's interesting because he teamed up with Republican Tom Coburn to create this Google-ish type of search engine that citizens would be able to search government contracts. So he has kind of proven that he's willing to take that step in this direction. And I think he has to follow up with how he's ran an election to now how he would transparently run government.
And here's another moment where he says he wants to improve access to the Internet.
I will set a goal of ensuring that every American has broadband access, no matter where you live, no matter how much money you have or don't have.
Mario, broadband is pretty accessible right now, so what else is he planning for high-speed internet service?
Well, some people would argue the point that it is not as accessible as you may think. The bottom line is the United States invented the internet. But now we rank around 14th, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. I mean, look at France. France is half the price of what we charge, and it's four times as fast. And Barack's position on this has been to utilize what is called the Universal Service Fund, which has typically been utilized to help rural America be able to receive phone service. They want to rewrite that to now go from phone service to broadband service.
As a candidate, Barack Obama took a position on the number of people allowed in under the H-1B visa program.
Yeah, absolutely. And this gets right to the heart of another issue. I mean, we're talking about immigration. A lot of tech companies and CEOs that need to have skilled engineers, skilled programmers, skilled technology workforce now favor the H-1B visa program. Barack Obama supports a temporary increase in skilled immigrants allowed here under the H-1B visas. But really what I've been hearing is that what he wants to do is to have a comprehensive immigration reform policy. And H-1B visa would be a part of that. While they are working on that longer piece, he is supportive of a temporary increase with the H-1B visas. So now you have all of these issues, economy, education, entrepreneurship, innovation. I mean, and this is just my personal opinion. Technology is usually seen as a spoke in the wheel, and now it's the hub that's working within all of these spokes.
Mario Armstrong is Morning Edition's regular technology commentator. He also hosts a radio show called The Digital Cafe, which is on Baltimore Public Radio Station WEAA. Glad to talk with you again.
Thank you, Renee. Appreciate it.